Seattle Teachers Union members go on strike for the first time since 1985 today, a move that cancels what was supposed to be the first regular day of classes for the roughly 53,000 students in Washington's largest school district. KPLU's Kyle Stokes reports.
Just after 6 o'clock Tuesday night, the Seattle Teachers Union's bargaining team told district officials that talks were over for the day, and not long after, the red-shirted team walked before a waiting group of cameras and reporters.
This group looks tired.
Are we tired?
Yes!
Phyllis Campano led bargaining efforts for the union. The team says they did make progress Tuesday, coming closer to agreements on things like caseloads for counselors and teacher evaluations. But Campano said the two sides could not agree on how much to increase teacher pay or even whether to spread those increases over 2 years or three. Although she said she had hoped the district would have come with a better offer on Labor Day.
If there was more movement last night, I think we would have been in a much better place right now. Yeah. It was really hard to see that proposal. It was not a serious proposal at all.
District officials painted the union's asks as too ambitious and too costly when compared to their own proposals, but Seattle School Board President Sherry Carr said the root of the problem is a profoundly broken state funding system for schools.
There's not enough dollars being put into the system, and we have that over-reliance on local levy dollars. And the combination of those two things makes funding the kind of contract that we would all like to see very challenging.
Not even an hour after talks ended, Seattle school board members voted 5-1 to authorize legal action aimed at potentially shortening the strike. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.